Podcast.
As part of the Queen's Platinum Jubilee celebrations in 2022, the UK government has launched civic competitions which include granting city status. Any local authority in any part of the United Kingdom, a Crown dependency or an overseas territory, which considers that its area deserves to be granted the rare honour of city status on this very special occasion, is welcome to enter the competition. Argyll and Bute Council is entering one of our main towns, Oban, into the competition. And today I speak with our Head of Development and Economic Growth, Fergus Murray, who's been instrumental in preparing the bid for city status. Hi, Fergus. Fergus is Head of Development and Economic Growth, and you're leading on preparing our bid for Oban city status. Tell us why Oban is and why bid for city status.
Well, I mean, Oban was selected by the councillors and as our main candidate for city status. And why Oban? Oban is strategically placed in the South West Highlands. It's a multifunctional community in terms that it serves as a gateway to the islands. It's a transport hub. It's a tourist hub. And it's also a key service centre for Lorne, which involves a lot of island communities as well. Oban is also got a great growth agenda associated with it and has also been well known for innovation, thinking ahead, and there's a lot of history associated with Oban that really ties into what the candidate kind of cities need to demonstrate, links to royalty, how it is involved in the areas and Scotland's history, if not the UK's history. So there's so many things to bring to the table with Oban, and that's why we decided to go for it.
And I know you've been doing a lot of research in preparing the bid. Is there a sort of particularly interesting fact or piece of history that you've discovered as part of that you didn't know before?
Well, there are a few things. I mean, I didn't know that the Stone of Destiny actually came from Ireland, and it was actually used in Dunad, first of all. And then it was rumoured to go to Oban, to various different places, including Dunstaffenage Castle, which is actually a royal fortress, and I didn't really know that. I thought the Stone of Destiny was something that was, it's gone outside of Perth, had been taken to England and brought back again to Edinburgh, and now apparently is going back near to Perth again. So it's a well-travelled piece of rock, but it started off in Argyll, which is the kind of homeland for the Scots. The other thing about it is how important Oban was as a jumping off point, to get to Iona, in terms of, the importance of Iona to the ancient kings of Scotland, with over 50 kings buried in Iona. And it wasn't really a great career move for someone royal to go near Oban, because it was either you were going to Iona for the final journey, or else something unfortunate tended to happen to you. So that was quite interesting. But, it's played an important role. And the other thing about it, things like, it was it's quite a young town in many ways, but the people have been living in Oban Bay for over 5,000 years. But it only really took off when it was one of the first Scottish distilleries was built, Oban Distillery, which is the fifth oldest distillery in Scotland. And I suppose it was like legitimising the kind of tradition of producing spirit in the hills. And Oban is still producing that spirit today. And that really kick-started the trade that Oban started to grow. And it became popular for steamer ships coming from Glasgow to go to Oban and then go on to Iona. And one of these ships could hold 2,000 people, which I find amazing, a lot more than a Calmac ferry. So there's fascinating facts all the way through it for Oban. I could go on and on about it for a long time.
I know you're having to kind of distill it down, and it's going from that ancient history and the royal links right up to the sort of modern day innovation, and there's some real fantastic things happening, isn't there? And sort of globally renowned businesses and research facilities and things as well. So it's we've got from the ancient to the really contemporary in the bid too.
Yeah, it's very important to emphasise that in the bid. They're looking for a place that's innovative, that's forward thinking, And you can demonstrate that clearly in Oban with SAMHSA UHI and the work that they've done there. They've been there for a long period of time and they've got fantastic new facilities and they're looking to expand these facilities. And the areas of innovation, so a lot of it is to do with life sciences, marine sciences, and it's attracting really interesting companies to come in and utilising marine products to combat climate change, you know, get rid of plastics. There's also a lot of research and innovation there to do with, you know, impacts on the environment. And the new things like the Seaweed Academy, for example, which has, you know, has got real potential to create a new industry on the West Coast. And it's not only SAMHSA. I mean, we're thinking about drone technology at the airport. That's important. It's about looking at new ways of delivering things. So I think Oban is a centre of innovation, and I see that expanding. And we can see that most recently in the European Marine Science Park with Malin House being fully fitted out now with five new companies, some of which have originated from the SAMHSA research labs producing new products. So it's quite exciting times for Oban.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's been loads happening, and you've tried to sum it up in the strapline Oban, Scotland in one place. What's the thinking behind that that tagline?
Well, I think that, I mean, it's kind of, well, to be honest with you, we couldn't use Scotland in miniature because Aaron used that one. But I think Oban demonstrates a lot about what Scotland's about. Its proximity to the most wonderful natural environment. It's surrounded by beaches and mountains and the sea. It's the fact that it's got the innovative side of it. It's got the university life. It's got a very dynamic community looking to kind of grow in a sustainable way. It's got a very caring society with it. So there's a lot of volunteer initiatives that's kind of best practice and taking over facilities and moving them forward. So it's got lots of different aspects of Scotland wrapped in within it. It's also very unique as our offer because we're in a competition here. And what we're offering is a place, a city that serves island communities and quite a significant wide-ranging rural hinterland. We're over 100 miles or 90, over 90 miles away from the nearest city. And I think that makes us quite unique from most of the bids that are coming in from Scotland and even elsewhere.
Yeah, I mean, I think it does. We, I know we've talked about this since that it would be Scotland's one true city on the West Coast, which is, I think we would both argue has been sorely lacking and something that should be put right as part of this. I mean, it's not just for the name. There are other wider benefits and that we're hoping that city status would bring for Argyll and Bute as a whole and not just Oban. You know, what's the ultimate goal in terms of what we think this might bring for the whole area, the region, effectively?
Yeah, well, we're not in this to grow Oban to be a metropolis, and I think some people in Oban are very concerned about that. What would become a huge place? No, I don't think so, but what we're hoping for is a kind of sustainable growth for Oban, and getting that city status puts us on the same table as Scotland's other cities. It allows us to, you know, plead our case in terms of investment, proper infrastructure, modern infrastructure like digital connectivity, better transport links, and putting us on a par of cities which do grow over time. I mean, Inverness started small and has become Scotland's fastest growing city. We don't expect to get to the size of Inverness, but I think to have a hub that can, you know, start to punch the same weight of Inverness, draw population back to new opportunities, create new homes for people. I think, you know, that's what Oban city status could bring to Oban, Lorne, and a lot of rural Argyll.
Yeah, no, I mean, you touched on some of it there. Things like housing, we know, is still a big need around Oban, and hopefully it's about trying to lever in additional investment for things like that, isn't it?
Yeah, because I mean, I think government will take much more notice of the needs, and actually UK and Scottish governments of that. Oban does need some infrastructure investment. It's probably unique in terms of some of our other towns in terms of to expand in Oban, because it's expanded to such an extent that the areas left require, better roads, they require better active travel, better public transport, better digital connectivity. And we really need to raise the profile of the place to get that investment. We have got a population issue in Argyll, and one of the areas we've always said could act as a kind of foundation to help grow our population is Oban, because it's a popular place where people want to go. And you can see recently with the demand for housing, the demand for business space, we're being held back because we don't have these things ready to go. And I hope that city-state has been at the same table as Glasgow or Edinburgh or Perth or Stirling. We'll get noticed as a place that's got ambition, and we'll get the kind of attention that we need.
And I think that some of that's already started to happen, even just with the bidding process, hasn't it? Because I mean, there's been some pretty good positive coverage that's starting to get open on the map, maybe more so than it was already. And those that don't know and love it already are maybe seeing a bit more about it than they knew previously.
Yeah, I think we've had a lot of press coverage. We're doing a lot of social media posting. There's been quite a debate on Oban and the merits of Oban being a city. The BBC are coming next week to interview not councillors or not council staff, but actually people in Oban to talk about the bid. And I think that will certainly raise the profile from now through up to the submission on the 8th of December, but also when it's determined next year, because I mean it's a significant event. It's the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. It will get worldwide attention, and I think no matter if we're successful or not, Oban will be talked about as one of the places that was bidding, competing for this platinum award. And I don't think it's an award that will come around again soon. So yeah, there's a lot of people like Oban. There's a lot of people visit Oban. And really love it. But I think this might introduce a new audience, which can only be good to a town that depends a lot on its tourism industry.
Yeah, and perhaps people will see it for those wider things that you've described. So the marine sciences. We talk a lot about Oban being a university town. People perhaps don't realise just how many students are studying in Oban, in some of those areas. We've already had the drone trial with the sort of delivering medical supplies and things. Some of those things, they maybe more think of it with its seafood, but not all of those things where there are some really cutting out edge jobs and opportunities that come up as part of that.
Yeah, I mean, I think the new way of digital connectivity opens up huge opportunities for people to come and live in a community and bring their work with them and do innovative things. As I said before, Oban has been a place that's looked at innovation, whether it's like salmon farming or marine sciences or the production of clean energy. I mean, you only have to look at Cruachan and the pump storage scheme there. And how unique that is, and we're looking to see if we can expand that. We're looking at the production of green hydrogen in Oban, so that will power our transport systems and also the gas network in Oban. I think people are constantly looking for new things and new things to do in Oban, and I think it's also well placed to grab the kind of low carbon agenda that the government wants us to go down. And again, I think that's a strong element of our bid. We can do that in Oban because we've got an enormous amount of clean energy on our doorstep.
Yeah, certainly wind and wave power is something that we know all too well in the west coast of Scotland, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's always a thing with hydropower. Some people, at least, are very happy when it rains in Oban because there's water to power the hydropower. And during the summer when it was, we had that great summer and it was dry, those areas were struggling. But it always comes back, doesn't it? And it came back yesterday with a bang, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Certainly did. And we're not going to stop there with the city bid. I think we've agreed to go for UK City of Culture in 2029 and for the whole of our Gallenbuie. And people might think that sounds a bit odd, but certainly there's some good reason behind that, isn't there?
Well, I think so. I mean, the competition has changed. It used to be run as a city. It had to be a city bid or a large community to be that kind of city of culture. It changed with the last round, and it said it could be a region or it could be an area. And while the council decided not to go for the 2025 bid, they certainly laid down the gauntlet to go for 2029. And I think, that'll take some serious consideration, because it's a major bid to achieve that status. I know, for example, that Cornwall is actually bidding for the 2025. So we're on a kind of par in terms of a kind of rural hinterland, a region that can offer an awful lot of cultural ambition in terms of a place that holds over hundreds of events in normal times, that's got that Gaelic link, which is kind of crucial, and a place well known for all kinds of music, literature, art. So I think we've got an awful lot to offer as a place, our Gaelenbuie, to that bid. And I think, letting us kind of be aware, that's something that we're going to pitch for in 29, will give us the time to prepare the best bid we can, because we'll need to involve an enormous amount of partners to make that happen.
Yeah, I mean, and I think you're right, there is so much rich. I mean, you touched on it with some of the history for Oban that you mentioned in the beginning. There is so much that's sort of based here and links up to Oban, but much wider in terms of that history. And I mean, it would be fantastic to have Oban as a city before that and then build on that with the city of culture for the whole area. It would be amazing to be able to feature our Gaelenbuie in that way on a national and international stage, I think, for and only what it deserves with everything that there is going on. So
I suppose that would be the dream ticket. Yeah,
that's a good way of describing it, dream ticket. Absolutely. So you're working to get the bid in for 8th of December, that's right, isn't it?
Yeah, the bid will go in on the 8th of December. We've kind of drafted it. It's out to comment at the moment. The bid will be published on the 9th of December after that, so people will have a look at it. It's kind of been tailored. It doesn't cover every single aspect of what Oban is about, because it has to follow the application guidelines. There's a limited amount of words you can use, a limited amount of photos, and you're guided in what you can actually, photograph and put into it. But we're hoping that it's a strong bid, it's a compelling bid, and people will be able to see it probably on the council's website from the 9th. And then it'll be determined when the UK government and the Queen, of course, make their decision in 2022.
And we don't know exactly when that is, do we? We won't be able to. We won't know when the announcement is till nearer the time.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not aware of a specific date that announcement will be made. But obviously, being part of the kind of celebrations that are going on, and what else the governments have got to do. But we'll be watching with interest, and we'll be continuing to sort of post social media things and utilizing our tagline up until the decision is made.
Yeah, so certainly encourage anybody who's on social media to look out for, follow the council and add their support to that, and hopefully we'll do well with that. Certainly I think I've had the benefit of reading what you've put in the bid so far, and I think I learned new stuff about Oban, and I think it's a really strong bid for Oban and would be well deserved. So fingers crossed, once we put that in on the 8th, that we get selected and we are able to call open a city.
Yeah, it'll just mean we'll have to change the entrance signs to open, which we just changed a few months ago, but I think it's worthwhile investment if that happens.
Absolutely, definitely worth the spend.
So fingers crossed for the submission of our bid next week. If you'd like to show your support for Oban as a city, please go to argyle-bute.gov.uk/Oban City and you can record your support on our website. I would encourage you also to check out the support we're seeing on Twitter, so #ObanCity. And one of the things you can see there is a fantastic video that Oban High School have produced, pointing out all the great things about Oban. So please get behind our bid, and fingers crossed we'll get city status for Oban next year.
This podcast.